Welcome to the Bethany Hour. Stay tuned as we look into the book of Acts.
There's no need to cover what I already see. You've got your reasons, but I hold your peace. You've been on lockdown and I hold the key. 'Cause I loved you before, you knew it was love, and I saw it all. Still I chose the cross, and you were the one that I was thinking of when I rose from the grave. Now rid of the shackles, my victory's yours. I tore the veil for you to come close. There's no reason anymore, you're not far from home. And I'll be your lighthouse when you're lost at sea. And I will illuminate everything. No need to be frightened by intimacy.
Welcome to this edition of the Bethany Hour. Thank you for joining with us as we look to Scripture for help and direction as we follow Jesus Christ. Pastor Adams will return in just a moment. Bethany Assembly of God is located in Agawam, Massachusetts, at the corner of Main Street and Route 57. Our Sunday services are at 9 a.m. for our traditional service and 11 a.m. for our contemporary service. Our midweek service on Wednesday includes programs and services for all age groups. Log on to our website at bethany-ag.org for more information about these and other services.
Welcome to the Bethany Hour. Pastor Adams and Pastor Reed, once again, looking into the book of Acts. I just love this book. You know, you can look through this book and you see so many miracles that take place in the book of Acts. They call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit, yeah, or the Acts of the Apostles, but yep, it's the Holy Spirit working through the apostles. Over and over again, there are so many supernatural things that happen in this book. And the church grows. I mean, one time you see a miracle that takes place and 3,000 people get saved. And then the next time a miracle says 5,000. Or church is growing, growing, growing. I have to believe that one of the real secrets to church growth is the miracle working of the Holy Spirit. If you have the powerful supernatural working of the Holy Spirit, church is going to grow.
You know, it's an incredible thing. Christianity is not a spectator sport. That's the
good
exciting
preaching there.
You know, that's the exciting thing about it. We just watched the Super Bowl and everybody was involved. The crowd was involved. The players were involved. The coaches were involved. Everybody had a part to play in it. And the same thing is true in Christianity. There's action. There was action on the part of God, action on the part of Jesus, the Son of God, action on the Holy Spirit working through hearts and lives, and then action through the apostles and disciples and followers of Christ throughout the early church. And for 2,000 years, it's been moving. It's been moving forward, and there is action. And when you get involved in a church that is filled with believers and faith is happening and the supernatural is happening, you'll find you can't sit still.
No, and I think the key for me is that when you read this book, it truly is supernatural. That takes place in this particular book. I mean, even when Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit and they're all of a sudden Peter says, "Oh, you lied to the Holy Spirit," and they drop dead. I mean, that's a miracle. I mean, I don't want to see that happen today. I wouldn't, that's not good for the church, but it did work for them. I mean, the church grew because of that. Yeah. It said that great fear and awe came upon the church, and they were all in church on Sunday night.
They were all in church. We're not lying to the Holy Spirit. We're here.
But it is true that this is a supernatural work, and when it doesn't become a supernatural work, then I think we're missing the real growth that could take place in the church. And I really like to get back to more of that. I think we'd really like to. We see people testifying about the miracles that take place in their life. We hear some wonderful testimonies. We have people baptized because of what they say what God's doing in their life.
Amen.
But I like to see more of the real, powerful, miraculous work. Man.
And we know God is working and moving, and yet there are some hindrances, I'm sure, that keep him from fulfilling.
Jesus couldn't do many things in his hometown, right?
In his hometown, there was a lack of faith there.
Exactly.
So there's some stuff that can hinder. But man, when believers get together and faith is flowing and there's just a wonderful, you recognize and you give honor to the presence of God there, he starts moving and doing stuff.
Yeah. So listen, if you're having a bad day and you really feel like, man, I am really having a really down, I am depressed and everything, get to church.
Amen.
Because you get to church, you get around people, all of a sudden something happens and this miracle lifts you higher.
Yep.
And that's a wonderful thing. Now,
Amen.
If you're so fired up and you're just really up there on the mountain, don't bother coming to church. I mean, because you're already
fine. You're there.
You're already there. Just stay there. I don't know anybody that's living on the mountain today. I mean, you just turn on the news and it brings you right back down.
Come on down. Go grab a few people and bring them to church with you.
Well, I'm just saying we're reading the book of Acts, and the book of Acts is all about miracles.
Yeah.
And we're picking it up in chapter 2, verse number 47. It says, when they're eating together at home, their hearts are filled with the gladness, and they're praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
Yeah.
And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And we find that happening. Peter, when he first preaches the gospel in Acts chapter 2, we see 2,000 or 3,000 people get saved.
Right.
And then we find now there's all kinds of things that are taking place, and people are so excited, and people are being added every single day. They're adding. I like that.
You know, there was a passion in their hearts. They were
praising God.
They were praising God. They were just removed from the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Obviously, the death and the burial really bummed them out. But when they realized that Jesus was alive, fired something up in them. A miracle, an amazing miracle had taken place. And now they were seeing other miracles happen. And they're just hanging out together, talking about God, talking about Jesus, putting the political stuff aside and just focusing on God, focusing on Jesus. And they were praising him, and people were looking around saying, there's something happening at that place. We need to be a part of that.
And one thing that's interesting, it says that they enjoyed the favor of all the people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there are people who were not Christians that weren't enjoying. They weren't enjoying
probably
the favor
not.
Of everybody.
Right.
But I'm thinking that this is probably pointing to the fact that people who were praising God together were enjoying the favor among each other.
Yeah.
They were probably sharing things together. They were. The Bible says that they were actually selling things and sharing, and they were just enjoying the presence of each other. Now I wonder, because I remember back probably in the 80s when they had the Christians put out a Christian Yellow Pages and said, buy from a Christian.
Yep.
Let's enjoy the favor. Let's
sure.
give favor to a Christian and hire a Christian. Well, the Jewish community sued, and they had to get rid of that.
Because, wow.
So you know, the Jewish community, I imagine, does that anyway. They
sure.
they stay within themselves, but they don't want anybody else
to do
that.
They don't want anybody else realizing that you can do that.
So here, they're having favor among all the people. And wouldn't it be great if you have a job that you need to have done that you could get a Christian person
sure.
and benefit them? I think it's a wonderful thing. I never thought about it. We never put any advertising. I don't know if you ever did anything in the church about people who have different different abilities and different businesses and put it together and say, look, if you need somebody, here's some people that are Christians. But the challenge comes is that if they don't do a good job, then it comes back to the church.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems
that's the hard
you
part.
Face. That's
yeah.
the hard part. But the good part is if they're really conscientious and they're good and they do a good job, it benefits everybody.
Thank God for Facebook, where people
that's
are
true.
Advertising their businesses. And if you look at kind of, you know, their posts, you
can
kind of see if they're connected to a church.
Thank you. That's
you
a
know?
Good deal.
And so, yeah, there's plenty of, you know, plenty of ways to learn about that stuff.
That's a good way to do it, actually. And that way you're benefiting the kingdom and
Amen.
You're benefiting encouraging people. And it's a good thing because these people, they were praising God, enjoying favor with each other, with all the people. And what happens is that when you have that kind of a joy, then people want to join in. And people did. They joined in.
Yeah. It's I don't want to be around depressed people.
No. Well, only to help them.
Only to help them. Yeah, you don't want to. You're not going to a place where you know people are just going to be
sitting
a
on their
downer.
Hands.
Yeah, yeah. You
right.
know, it's like, and you've tried everything you can to encourage them and to give them an uplifting word, but after a while, it's like, wow, buddy. You know, I want to go around where there's a little sunshine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know we were going to put in one time, we were thinking about putting in some seats and some things and redoing our sanctuary. And I was thinking that maybe we should get some electric prods inside the seat.
There you go.
So you say something, you hit a button, boop, everybody jumps up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding. We're kidding, but the truth is that when the Holy Spirit does move, it does encourage you. And this
Amen.
Is a working of the Holy Spirit. His acts throughout the people bring an encouragement. When you see the supernatural happen, and the supernatural happens to you, and you testify about it, and you see how people work together, and the kingdom, all the gifts begin to work together, and it just brings about a pleasant place to be and to grow. And that's what's so exciting.
It is to see lives that have been changed, people that have been changed, marriages that have been rescued, teenagers that have just turned their lives around because of God's intervention, and a church that is reaching all generations. You know, we have everything from the nursery to the grave, literally, so people can just come and be encouraged and be uplifted. There's miracles that are happening. When you get plugged into something like that and you know that it's real, it does something to you.
It does. And, you know, enjoying the favor of all the people, that's a very powerful statement because America is certainly not enjoying the favor of all the people.
No.
Half the people here, half the people are there.
There's division.
There's not enjoying. And I think the reason is the first part, they're not praising God.
Yeah.
Unless you're praising God who created you, how can you experience the joy that he wants to give you?
That's right.
And so here, that's the key. If you come to church or you decide you're going to come to church, put on your praise hat.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got one. That'd be nice to have a praise hat.
Praise hat, yeah.
A praise hat. If you don't have a praise hat, have a praise heart.
There you go.
Come in and praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you'll find the favor you receive from not only the people that are around you, but the Lord himself. And adding numbers to the church. It could be just adding something to your life, right. Adding something that gives you a numerical advantage, if you want. Something that blesses you. I'm not saying you're going to give you three hands, but it'll be almost like you're a three-handed man.
Yeah.
You'll be able to serve in a capacity that is far better than just two hands.
That you never thought possible. Hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Something miraculous happens. And so we encourage you, come in praising God, because that's the first word.
Because God inhabits
the praises
of his people. And so you start praising God,
there's another hand.
God starts entering into your life. And maybe you feel like, well, God is so far removed from me. He's so far away from me. But if you start praising him, he draws near to you.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the program, be like Mike. He helps every Sunday. He's here early. He's got a third hand. He's a third-handed Christian. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's here helping. He's doing something. He's listening to the program this morning, too. Yeah. Mike, thanks for all the work you do. You're a third-hand Christian. You got that extra Holy Spirit working. So good to have all of you listening. I'm going to read a little bit more in chapter 3. We're going to make a switch now because there's going to be a miracle that takes place.
Nice.
It says, one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. Now, that's important. Now, they were going to church at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple court. So people knew him. He was there every day. They carried him in. It was part of what he did. It was a routine. And it was a routine for these guys to go to prayer. So they passed this guy many times.
Yeah.
They walked by him to the temple for sure, because they were people who went to the temple. When they went to the temple, they went by him. Now, when this man who was crippled from birth now, never walked ever, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money.
Mm.
That happens a lot.
It does happen a lot.
But you can't help it. People need money.
That's it.
Yeah. I know when we lived in Taiwan, the government would be the ones who would allow people to beg. You had to get a special pass from the government to be a beggar. Well, maybe you didn't have any legs, you didn't have any arms or something. Yeah. Maybe you had a birth defect. And so the government would give you the opportunity to beg. An average beggar in Taiwan made $15,000 a year, U.S. dollars.
Okay.
I mean, a good money.
Yeah.
You know, but they always had their spot.
Right.
You know, and basically that's where it was. So this is something that probably took place in many places in the world. And so Peter looks at him, and so did John, and Peter said, look at us. Now, I like that. He says, take your attention off of the money. Get your focus off. Don't focus on the money. Look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them.
There was an expectation in his heart. He's like, oh, this
he's
is good.
He's looking, but what's he looking for? He's not looking at them to get something from them, but he's looking to get money. That's what he's looking for. Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk.
Yeah.
Take him by the right hand and help them up. And instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. Now, that will cause the church to grow.
That's just an amazing moment right there. Peter, you got to know that the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart and said, Peter, today's the day for this guy.
Because he walked by many times.
You know, and so he looks over at him and the Holy Spirit just nudged him and Peter followed through and was obedient to that nudging of the Holy Spirit to say, hey, tell this guy to stand up and walk.
Yeah, but you hit the nail on the head because he walked by him many times, so who knows? But this one time, the Holy Spirit told him to do this, and that's the key.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I never do anything except for what my Father tells me to do or what I've seen him do. So here, it's the same for the disciples. He says they're not doing anything unless God tells them, because you could try to do a miracle on your own, and you're going to fall flat.
Ain't
going to
happen. Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. I was in a church in Taiwan, and I was preaching, and I just felt in my heart that I was supposed to get this man up out of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I prayed for him, had the church pray for him, grabbed him by the hands, and we prayed, and we prayed. Probably 35, 40 minutes, tried to get him up out of the chair, and I was really trying to work faith. And didn't work.
Mm.
He never got up.
No.
He just never got up. So it can't come from you.
No.
It has to come from the Holy Spirit.
It's a supernatural divine thing that has to take place in heaven and on earth.
That's the way it happens.
Yep.
And then I've had times here at Bethany where I've had a word to say to somebody, and afterwards, somebody came up to me a couple days later or a couple weeks later and said, Pastor, you were really on fire that Sunday. And I says, well, I didn't think my sermon was that great. He says, it wasn't your sermon. It was the word that you gave about about depression. He says, it was like fire went through my body, wow. and I have been completely free from depression for 2 weeks.
Cool. Wow.
You know, and when you say like, you know, when you say, when that happens and you say, okay, God, that's the miracle we want.
That's it.
We want you to do this through us.
Yep.
And that's it. And so here, this is a beautiful example of Peter actually allowing the Holy Spirit to use him. And this man is healed. And in verse 8, it says, he jumped to his feet and he began to walk. And then he went with them to the... Can you imagine how many times he wanted to go into the temple?
Man.
He's sitting at the temple. He's sitting outside the temple on the steps. Probably never been inside. Nobody's going to carry him in. They just put him down by there. But now he goes with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God.
There it is again.
Oh,
there's that praising God again.
What a picture.
I can't imagine being crippled from birth.
Oh, my goodness.
And then all of a sudden just feel almost like the muscles form, the sinews, the bones come together, and everything just happened to where you can jump.
Yeah.
And
no
walk.
Atrophy.
No.
Just completely healed.
Supernatural. I'd be shouting.
I'd be shouting and jumping, too. And his first time, he probably was a believer. Obviously, he's Jewish. He's really believing in God's holy word. But here, he's probably never been in the temple. Now he's got the excitement of walking into the temple. And what do you do when you come into church? You praise.
You praise God.
Praise God. And that's the first thing he does.
Yep.
He walks in, jumping and shouting.
Praise
and
God.
I imagine everybody around him looked at him. I've seen some people look at people when they jump and shout.
Yeah. What's that guy doing?
What's
security.
Yeah.
Somebody call the ushers.
Yeah. Today, you never know what's going on. But when it's a real miracle, it's just very exciting. And this is really an exciting place. But like I said, this whole book of Acts, it's all about the supernatural.
Yeah.
The whole entire book, we're going to see more and more people doing miraculous things. And I think the church needs to get to that place where we're starting to believe more for these kinds of miraculous works, that God can do these things.
And just to be open to
that.
Yeah, you know, just to say, God, move in our midst as you will, you know, just like Peter said here, you know, here's what I'm going to do for you today. God, what do you have for me today?
And when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the man who used to sit beside begging at the beautiful temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder, and they were filled with amazement at what happened to him. I think that's what we need. We need amazement when we come to God.
And wonder.
Because he is amazing.
He is.
He's a wonderful God. And this is Pastor Adams and Pastor Reed. We hope that you have faith in a wonderful and amazing God this day. Bye-bye.